Siyat Deshmaya, so wonderful to be up together, learning Torah together. Eliezer is here. Now we're really ready to begin. After our soul goes up to the higher worlds after 120 years, 180 years, Lubavitcher Rebbe would say, the years of Yitzchok Avinu. That's right. So we don't leave. What do you mean, we leave? We don't fully leave. We don't leave, like it says in David HaMelech, as long as we don't do this. She'ein chalifa islamli, the Pasuk says. King David is speaking about those who do not leave behind a substitution. Ein chalifos, who does not leave, al chalifa is also like clothing. Somebody who does not leave somebody to take their space, take their place. But as long as they do, then they don't leave, because they left somebody behind. And the Gemara then says, who is this referring to? Chad Amar Ben. One opinion says it means a child, that he's your mamala mokum, he's your legacy. Chad Amar Talmud. And one opinion says it means a Talmud. So what's the inyan, just to have, you know, babies? This is like, you know, Elon Musk style. Keep the population going. So certainly, it's very important to have the human race, obviously. But the Reb Nachman explains this, is that the purpose of children and students is that I'm able to give them das. And das means consciousness. And therefore, when my soul goes up, if I implanted my das into the world, either through a ben or a talmud, then I never really left, because my das is still here. And as we go through this Torah, we're going to see a very, I would call it energizing, movement of the Torah, where we're going to see this experience of being up there and down here all at the same time. So just keep that vibe in mind. This Torah is going to have a lot of energy, and I'm open for everyone's feelings within this Torah to share. You're going to be up there and down here at the same time. And another klal that we know in Likutei Maran is that everything that's happening here in the Torah is not happening just like externally, meaning if you have a child, if you have a student, it's that there's a child and a student inside yourself right now that you could be teaching and talking to and giving das to. And that there's not just a Moshe Rabbeinu out there in the world, but there's a Moshe Rabbeinu inside my soul that is the one that's giving das, that's speaking to my ben, my Talmud inside of me. So we're at the end of Ois Dalid, and let's just see this little shtickle, because the Rebbe makes a move here. Because everything that I just told you, all of a sudden makes like a switch. Because the Gemara said, if you have a child, or if you have a student, so then they will continue your das. And it looks like that a child and a student are two different things. So says the Rebbe, ube'emes, and in truth, ben v'talmud hu kulo echad, a ben and a talmud is all one thing. A ben and a talmud is all one thing. Right at the end of Dalad. It's all one thing. Ki a ben hu gam kein talmud. Because the ben is also a talmud. Well, thank you. We're in the Shehakol. Where do we journey to today?
Arondio.
It's like a magical place. Ki aben hu gam kein talmud, because a child is also a talmud. Gam a talmud hu bechinas ben, and your students are like your children. Your children are your students, and your students are your children. Kama Shamar Chazal, like the Gemara says, Kol Hamalamed Ben Chavera Torah, if you teach your friend's son Torah, Ki'ilu Asso, it's like you made him. That's interesting. If you teach somebody, you know, he's got a kid, he's like, you know, maybe like tutor him a little bit. He's like struggling with his Mishnayos learning. And then you start teaching him. So now you're the father all of a sudden? Your buddy's, you know, he's the pops. How did you become the pops all of a sudden? I taught him a Mishnah. It's like you made him. Now, this vibe in the Torah of teaching somebody and making them, we saw before with Moshe Rabbeinu. We saw that what was Moshe Rabbeinu doing? It was Oisik b'Yeshuva Shaloylam. Because the world was not about just having a bunch of people that are acting or looking like human beings, but acting like animals. The world is not just about more species in the world. The world is about taking people that are not acting with their godly self, they're acting with their animal self, and then elevating them into human beings. So here we see this energy that if I'm teaching somebody, it's like I'm making them. What am I making them into? Human beings. What is the making of a human being? Das. See, all these are like layers of the Torah. The deeper you go into this, it's like, when you learn a Be'in, it's like layers of this Torah. Ki nechshav ki'ilu osa sa guf shel ha'talmid gamkin. That's interesting. I never saw anything about goof. It's like I made the body of the Talmud. What do you mean? His father made the body. Yeah, you're the father now. You became the father. You're the father. Ki mikoydim loy haya nikra b'shem adam klal. Before you taught him Torah, he wasn't considered an Adam. Because he has no das. He's just an NPC. Is an NPC an Adam? If a guy's going around just popping blue pills, is he an Adam? He's not an Adam. An NPC is no different than a behemoth. Of course he's a human, but he's not acting like it. He's acting in a programmed way. I support the latest thing. And the Torah is here to give him das, to open up his consciousness to a higher reality, which is really to tap him into his human soul. Now it's interesting that they took, like, Morpheus was like the guy. But it's really Moshe Rabbeinu. Nimtza she'alde she'lom adi moy Torah. And it comes out that this that we're teaching students, ben chaveroi Torah, ve'hichnis boi das, and we're bringing consciousness to him, ali dezeh nasa odom, and he becomes an odom. Al kein, nechshav ki'ilu aso mamish, it's like you made him. Al kein gam atamud hu bechinas ben, and therefore we see from here that a student is like a child, because you're building him into a human being through das, through Torah. Okay, Rabbi Isai, Oishei, let's begin this journey together. Says the Rebbe. There's a big umnam. What does umnam mean? We're in the shahakal. Even though, however. Remember we said before, we talked about friendships and having good friends. We talked about how friends can also create students by talking to each other in Yir Shemayim, having a life chavrusa.
I told her we know her.
Mamish.
He's like, yeah.
Just to talk things out, to speak in life, to speak in Yir Shemayim. When a guy's dating. So you want to have a Rebbe's Kedai. But there's certain things you just need to talk with a friend. Not everybody, you don't talk to everybody, but certain things that you just have to be able to share, be your shemayim, and just be able to speak things out. And then we said, when you're able to speak things out, to a friend. I don't mean Stam Patty Mahomes threw an amazing touchdown. I mean Yerushalayim, that you could speak in Yerushalayim. So he said, then you're now a Rebbe, and your friend who's listening is a Talmud, so you're giving him das. But then he shares something with you, so he becomes the Rebbe, and you become the Talmud. And then it goes like this. It's like a vortex of creating each other. Now you might have thought, what do you mean? So you turned a behema into an Adam. So now it's done. So that you just stop the conversation. So the answer is, there's always going to be a higher level of going from behema to Adam. So let's say I make a comment to somebody about Yerushalayim. We're speaking about tefillah. And I say, you know, I started the elevation seminar of Daniel Katz, and it's totally changed my life in davening, in das. So now he received that, and he became a Talmud, which is also a Ben. And now he went from a darga, bechin of behema to Adam. So job is done. Why don't we just, you know, close shop, call it a day. So then he shares something with me. So okay, Baruch Hashem, now I went from a behema, bechin of behema to another. So why should we keep talking? He's already an Adam. So the answer is, klape the next darga of Adam, he's also a behema. And now he's going. So really what's happening, if you could see this, it's like going, if you had Lumdis glasses on, it's like going from identification of animal energy to human energy, and then a higher level of human, and then a higher, ad infinitum. This a little bit also sounds like Dori Mala, Dori Mata. Going from lower to higher level, lower to higher level. And we're going to get, once we get to Vav, we're going to speak about a concept called Makifim, which we'll wait a second once we get there. So hey, Omnam. However, going back on this that we said, that you should speak to your friend in Yerushalayim, Mi sheroitza ledaber im chavera b'Yerushalayim kenir la'el. If you want to speak to your friend in Yerushalayim, hu tzarach she'eh lo Yerushalayim. So you need to have Yerushalayim. Wait a second, Rebbe. If I need to speak to him in Yerushalayim, so I need to have Yerushalayim. So if I don't have Yerushalayim, how do I speak to him in Yerushalayim? Go back to Dalet a little bit. Remember the middle of Dalet? The whole Adam Yachol Lekayim Zois Lahamid Talmidim. Everybody can do this. Not just rabbis and great teachers. They can have students. The Rebbe was like speaking b'loshen b'nei Adam. Ki kishnai medabrim yachad, when two people are speaking together, b'yir shemayim. It almost sounds like you could do this. Like anybody could do this. Just talk about davening. Talk about life a little bit. It's like ki medabrim b'loshen b'nei Adam. And pay attention that the Rebbe will do that often. Right? He'll speak like people talk. Like, oh, just have two people speaking. You share something in your chavir. Here's that. So it almost sounded like everybody could do this. And then here in Ois Hey, the Rebbe says, you know what? If you want to be able to do this, you really need Yerushalayim. So is this something that is easy to do? To have a life chavrusa in Yerushalayim? Or no, I better work on my Yerushalayim, or I won't be able to speak to somebody in Yerushalayim. You hear the question? Yeah, Harry.
Like, the way I think about it, Yerushalayim isn't like a binary thing. It's not like either you have it or you don't. It's like it's varying levels. It comes and goes. Sometimes you have stronger emunah, sometimes you don't. So like, is this like you're saying, like, at times when it's stronger, then that's...
When you should have a friend. And if it's not strong, you should hang out watching Netflix.
No, like when it's stronger, like your words of
the
world will be stronger and more
resonant. That's for sure. So I should still talk even if I have low Yerushalayim to a friend?
Yeah.
So let's just carefully go through this ois. It's not a long ois. So here the Rebbe says, pay attention to every word. On the Misha roitza ledaber im chaveru b'Yerushalayim. If somebody wants to speak to his friend in Yerushalayim, So it's Tzarech Shiyelo Yerushimayim. He needs to have Yerushimayim. Kedei, in order. Shu Devarav Nishmoy Meitzel Chaveroi. Because if you have Yerushimayim, then your words will be heard by your friend. If you're somebody that has awe of heaven, when you speak, your words will be listened to by your fellow. Sounds like if you don't have Yerushimayim, you'll talk and it'll fall on deaf ears. Your words aren't taken with any weight to it. Yerushimayim is Das, that's for sure. Yerushimayim is Das, which is also an interesting thing. Let's go back to Das for a second. What is Das?
Integrated knowledge.
Oh, so in our Torah, Das is that Yesh Elokim Shalit Ba'aretz, that Hashem runs the world. But what was the Das from the beginning of the whole Torah? Remember, there's almost like a missing.
You know what to give.
What happened to Rachamim? The whole Torah begins with Rachamim, Ki Merachamim Yinagim, and all of a sudden Rachamim like disappears in the Torah. The beginning of the Torah is like a whole inyan of Rachamim, and to be a leader, you need to be compassionate, and the Rebbe brings a mashal. And by the way, it almost seems like a side thing. You need Das to know how to give the Rachamim. Because if you want to be merachem on a tinoik, on a baby, and you give a baby wagyu steak, that's not rachemim. Or you want to give lodging to an evil person who is a murderer, God forbid. So that's not rachemim, that's cruel.
It sounds like the transition we made is not that you need das in order to give rachemim, it's that the rachemim is giving das.
Exactly. So the beginning of the Torah sounds like the main thing was rachemim. The Rebbe is like playing with something. The main thing is rachamim. Das is almost like a side thing. Just make sure you know how to like move the rachamim. You have to know. So das is like a study. It's a side thing. Make sure that you know how to apply rachamim. But the main thing is rachamim. Das is just how to apply it. All of a sudden rachamim disappears from the Torah. And the ikar is to give das. Which is to know that Yesh Elokim Shalit Ba'aretz. So there's an interesting thing. I want to give Das, and at the same time, part of the Das is knowing how to use Das. In other words, am I giving somebody Das? And then Rav Moti said this last night. He said it's 5% of the Das that I'm, it's like 95% just pure Das. Yesh Elokim Shalit Ba'aretz. 5% of it is knowing how to give rachamim or das. Like knowing what to give. Like make sure when there's a baby, you don't give them food that's going to make them choke. Or we don't say that there's 95% das, 5% how to give it. It's all one das. You'll notice in Lukut Maran, you don't want to say that it's two different things. It's all Das. It's all one experience of Das. So we see a similar thing happening here with Yerushimayim. If you want to speak in Yerushimayim, you need to have Yerushimayim. And then we said Yerushimayim is Das. So I wrote down a little note here. I said Das. There's two bechinus of Das. There's one, Ech lishtamesh im rachmanus. How to be compassionate. That's the first part of Das. The second part of Das is Lahachnis Boy, to bring into this human being that there's a God in the world. So Yerushimayim, there's also these two levels. So we said Yerushimayim, when two people are speaking in Yerushimayim. So now Omnam, Tzarech Shiyeh Lo Yerushimayim, you need to have Yerushimayim. Because Im Ein Li, if I don't have Ech ani medaber, how would I ever speak if I don't have Yerushimayim? So what are you talking about? So Elo Tzarech Lodas Ech Lishtamesh Bi Yerushimayim, the same thing. Just like we said Das is how to use the Das, how to give it in the right way. So Yerushimayim is also how to speak in Yerushimayim. So the Dugma. If you went to Rabbi Shemaya and he was speaking to you in your Shemaya and he told you everything he knows in your Shemaya, would that be a uplifting conversation? Or would it just be overwhelming if he told you everything he knows about your Shemaya? You're down for that?
On that, it would just take like years.
Is that there has to be, just like Das, and go back to the first mashal, when the person has this feeling of caring for the child, and he wants to give them food. So he has to know, like, what do I give and what can I not give? So if that's Das, and Das is Yir Shemaim, when I'm speaking to somebody in Yir Shemaim, I also have to know how to talk in Yir Shemaim. Is it appropriate to speak in the same way for somebody coming into essentials classes for the first time? To someone who's deeper on a journey that has more vessels? And we're going to see this how to talk coming later in the Torah, when we see that the tzaddik has a way of talking to the Dorei Mala, people that are up there, and how he talks to the Dorei Mata, people that are down here. Yeah.
So you're saying that's kind of like the connection between Yir Shemaim and Das is how, like,
how to use it.
How to apply it.
How to apply it. Just like we saw in the mashal of the how to apply Rachamim.
Yeah, the same way as Rachamim.
So how to apply Yir Shemaim. And look, I think there's a diuk here. Because look what the Rebbe says. Kadesh Yidvarav Nishmaim. Because if you have Yir Shemaim, then your words will be heard. Like Chazal say. Gemara and Brachos. Kol mi sheyesh la Yir Shemaim, Dvarav Nishmaim. His words are heard. But now the Rebbe adds something. Vegam. And also this. Also what? Kadesh Yiskaimu Dvarav Eitzel Chaveroi. That his words will stay with his friend. Why is that vegam? Is it not enough that my words are heard? What does it mean that they're now going to stay with him? Because remember, we said this is the whole thing, that once a person's soul goes up to Shemayim, as long as he taught people in this world, then his word continues, he continues in the world. So is it not enough that I just have Yir Shemayim because I want people to hear it? The Rebbe says, no, they have to be Mekayim it. What's the difference between Yir Shemayim Nishmoin and Yir Shemayim, she is kaimu. Yeah, Harry?
It like stays, it's established, it like sustains.
So let's build it up like a chart. If the person has no Yir Shemayim, then what happens? Nothing in one ear, out the other. I never even heard it. If he has Yir Shemayim, then there's another darga. The person says, I'm hearing what you're saying. I hear this. But still he's not doing. There's no continuity. How did Rabbi Daniel say it on Leil Shabbos? It's easy to start things, but to continue them is much harder. I could hear that that's a good thing to do, so let's start something. But that it should be niskayim, that's already another thing. It should keep going, should be continuity to it, that's already something else. And what about such continuity that even after your soul leaves the world, it's pumping? There's certain movements that as long as the leader of the movement was here, the movement continues. But as soon as the leader passes away, the movement fizzles out. Not a shatel, Rabbi Isaac. Rav Noach must have learned a lot of Likut Maran and must have put a lot of das into the world. That a shatel is popping and pumping. It wasn't only that Rav Noach had nifladika yir shemayim, that everyone heard, but it had to be that there was niskaimu devar of Eitzel Chaveri, that there's something continuing. So I wrote a little note here that I think will make more sense to you when you get deeper into the Torah. I wrote that it's two dargas. That Dvar of Nishmoyim is something called Dorei Mala, and Shiskaimu is called Dorei Mata. Because an inyan of nishmayin is something like up here. I hear it. It's like still sichli. It's I hear it. It's like nasa v'nishma. Nasa is also like doramata. I'll do it down here. But nishma is something that's like up. I hear it, but it's still like a bit far from me. I hear it, but I don't know how to act on it. She is kaimu is already doramata. Is that it's mamish pumping down here. Even when your soul goes up up to Shemayim, your mamish, your das is pumping through a ben and through Talmud. Ki lefa'amim, says the Rebbe, medaber echadim chaveroi. So, because sometimes a person is speaking to his friend, v'tekefu miyad oivir, v'hoylech adibar milev chaveroi, v'enim iskayim eitz loiklal. Because sometimes a person is speaking to his friend, and all of a sudden, the words just kind of leave him. And they're not niskayim. Was this talking about somebody who was speaking Yer Shemayim to begin with? So I want to say that it is. He had a level of Yer Shemayim, but not so much that it was Gam Kadesh Yiskayimu Dvarav. He heard it like a good shmooze. The person has Yer Shemayim. But as soon as the shmooze ends, what happens? Schnitzel day. And the whole shmooze was about taivas. And the guy was so pumped up not to be a baltaiva. And then he gets downstairs and he's like, he can't stop himself. What happened? When you were sitting by the shmooze, you heard it. You heard it. You were hearing it. Why was it not in a skaimu? Something wasn't continuing in Dore Mata. Balkain, Tzarech L'zeh Yir Shemayim. Therefore, we need Yir Shemayim. Not only do people will hear the words, looks like the Rebbe is taking Chazal and taking it plus. There's Yir Shemayim, that people will hear your words, but that's Dore Mala. Dore Mata is that they'll hear it and do with it, and there'll be continuity, it will stay. There'll be stick-to-itiveness. It will keep going. And then he brings from the Mishnah. And someone who has Yiras Chet, Koidim L'Chachmasai, before his Chachma. Simple pshat means he's not just a big Chacham. He actually has Yir Shemayim. So Chachmasai Miskayemis. So what's the simple pshat of that Chazal?
Why did he choose the word Yiras?
It's also interesting. Yiras Chaita.
That's the Mishnah.
The lowest level. Yiras Chait. What's the simple pshat in the Mishnah? Simple pshat. Somebody who is a big chacham, but he has no Yiras Shemayim. Eventually his own chacham is going to leave him. Moshe Weinberger always would tell over a story of a person, a certain university professor who was teaching ethics. And he had 1,000 people in this giant lecture theater. And he was teaching about ethics. And in the middle of the lecture, he was being meramez to some of the students in the front that he was cheating on his wife. So at one point, one of the students had the courage, the audacity, the courage to say, you know, like, professor, you're teaching about ethics, but you're not ethical. So he said back to the guy, he's like, was Einstein a triangle? And the guy's like, excuse me? No, he wasn't a triangle. He knew everything about triangles. Doesn't mean he became a triangle. I know everything about ethics. Doesn't mean that I'm ethical. This is the most non-Jewish response ever. So the simple pshat is like that guy. That if his chachma, all his understanding of the sugi of ethics, comes before him being an ethical person, so it's all going to go out the window. But if somebody has Yir Shemayim, he's ethical, so then his wisdom will stay with him, with the guy. What is the Rebbe though doing? He's about to take this chazal and make a drush out of it. So listen now to Terzayindik. Ki misha yiras chaytoi kademis l'chachmasai. Someone whose yiras chayt is before his chachma. So chachmasu miskayemis. So his chachma will be miskayem. Hainu, shu yesh kiyem ledvarav etzel chavei roi. Not him. It's going to stay by him, by the other guy. It's not the simple pshat that my own chachma will stay. No, Yenim's chachma will stay. If you have yiras chayt and you're speaking yir shemayim, then when you share words with other people, those words, that das, that chachma is gonna like stay. They're gonna reverberate. It's gonna like spread forth in the world. Even when you go up to shemayim, even when you go up to heaven. Yeah, Harry.
Concept is like your words will only really stick with other people if you live what you teach.
Yeah. Mamish. And if you have it on a lower, I want to say that it appears here there's lower levels because the gam is very indicative. That the lower level is a certain if there's no Yerushalayim, a person doesn't even register. If there's yes some Yerushalayim, they could hear it. But it's not miskayim, doesn't continue. If there's a higher level of Yerushalayim, they hear it, and then it stays with them, and even after you pass on from this world, could you imagine how much Yerushalayim Rav Nachman must have had? That we're still, he's implanting das within us, hundreds of years later? Yeah, Isaac. Oh, so Rav Motti asked that question last night. He's like, all of a sudden, you made the entire linchpin of this Torah Yerushalayim. It says everything now depends on Yerushalayim. You would have said, and kedei le gadol Yerushalayim, kedei lava the Yerushalayim, oisa kach v'kach. I'm almost looking for like a recipe now. Okay, so now in order to get Yerushalayim, like do 1, 2, 3. The Rebbe doesn't say that now. So it has to be, though, he's never going to leave us without telling us how to do this. So we have to journey, but that is the question to ask right now. We have to journey deeper into the Torah to see if he's going to give us now a Mahalach and Yerushalayim. It has to be. He's not going to tell you the whole linchpin of the Torah is Yerushalayim now. Everything, which was Das. Do we have any indication how to get Das? He said, Misha Yesh Loi Das. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us Das. That's already a bit of a indication. Be with the Tzaddik. Is the Tzaddik going to give me Yerushalayim also? I would say so. And what about if I'm Midaberim Chavei Roy and he has Yerushalayim? That's another way to do it. Because he's going to be giving me Yerushalayim. So far the indications I have of how to get Yerushalayim is be with people with Yerushalayim.
It's over here.
Are they thinking the same thing?
That's why I'm here, you know. So Nimtza, what comes out? Now, by the way, when you see these like Nimtza, when the Rebbe like sums something up, you should always ask yourself, like, why did he have to sum this up now? Something is almost repetitive here. Nimtza, what comes out of this? If you want to implant your das into your friend, okay, very good. That your words should be heard. And then they should continue on. I thought we just said that. So what's the Rebbe add when he says nimtza? Okay, these are questions that have to like, you know, marinate inside of you. And then the Rebbe just says something so beautiful. You see, he's such a baki in psukim and Tanakh. V'zeh asher ein chalifo islamoi. Now let's go back to remember that was our pasuk from David HaMelech, from Tehillim. David HaMelech said, somebody that does not leave a substitute in this world. Asher ein chalifo islamoi. And what does the pasuk then say right afterwards? V'lo yaru elakim. And he doesn't have Yerushalayim. We now connected giving das to a student or a Talmud or a ben to now Yiras Elokim. Hainu, k'she'ein nishar daitoy acharav. Even the word nishar, does nishar sound like that's something you leave up there or you leave down here? Nishar sounds like I'm leaving something down here. If a person does not nishar daitoy acharav, al be ben oy Talmud, shezeh bechenes chalifa is kener la'el, zeh simin shelo yara elokim. Which means, it's almost a bit scary now, like this whole thing of Yerushalayim. If a person passes on from this world and nobody continues the legacy, so then there's a few things. It looks like there's no Dor HaMata with this person. And maybe even deeper, if he was posing his whole life as someone who's a big teacher, how will you know if he was or he wasn't? If he was a real teacher, it means he had Yerushalayim. When will you really know if he had Yerushalayim? After he passes on. And you see, is the movement continuing? Because if he has Yerushalayim, then it was Nishmoin, and it was Devar of Niskayim. So, you know the Rebbe's got a lot of Yerushalayim because Ha'esh Shali. It's a big statement. And the Rebbe's very humble. He just said, I know what I'm holding. There's a lot of Yerushalayim here. And therefore the aura is going to continue. Rav Noach must have had a lot of Yerushalayim because we're all still here in Tevis Noach. So if it's continuing, then you would know that yesh chalifa islamoi, because yesh yaro lakin. And the opposite of ein chalifa islamoi, because lo yaro lakin. Your chalifa will be seen if yaro lakin. Yeah, Harry. Chalifa was a posik from King David, a verse from the Psalms, that King David said, there are those that do not leave anybody behind. Any substitute. So chalifas means a substitute. And then the Gemara said, what is this substitute that King David is talking about? When a person leaves the world, it's the substitute of either he left kids in the world, that now they serve as him, the him now in the world, or it means that he left students. And we spoke out, what does it really mean to have a child? It means that you're implanting and giving of your das to them. That's right, the Ben and the Talmud. It's Kul Achad. Okay. So much starts to come together. The more that you go be'in into the Torah, you start seeing everything moving together. So we're going to begin Vav now, and tomorrow we're going to go mamish into it. Says the Rebbe, Ve'al yedezeh, and through everything we're talking about, that here it's not Rebbe Talmud, it's speaking together, chevra, speaking together. And we're working on giving each other das and Yerushalayim, which means this is happening all the time. Every time you're speaking to somebody over the rebar about Yerushalayim, you're creating more das and you're continuing in the world, lahamid talmidim kanal. So there's a new thing that's about to happen. Al yidezeh, through that, nichnosim oiris hamakifin. The oiris of makifin come into you. What are the oiris hamakifin? So it almost looks like the Rebbe is going to be kabbalistic here. The Hainu, Shazoicha Lahovin Veleda Mashaloi Haya Maven Vyode Mithila. Ruach HaKodesh. So one thing that a makif is something that I didn't know before. The word makif means something that surrounds me. not talking about a physical thing, it's talking about a spiritual thing. So we have to just explain a few basic terms here, is that there's a concept called a makif and concept called a pinim. What's a makif and what's a pinim? Yeah?
Pinim is like face, or it's like face, it's physical.
Face, a pinim also means something that's like inside me, pinimiyut. It's something that came in, which is also interesting that your punim is supposed to reflect your pinimius. Whereas in English, a face is a facade, is something that's external, something that's fake. But in Jewish thought, your punim is your pinimius. That's why we don't cover our faces. Is that we want to show the world, you get to know the inner world of a person by their face, by their punim. So your punim is something, your panimi is something that's integrated, it's inside, and a makiv is something that's beyond. So I like to say a simple example is that a boy is going to meet a girl for a date. Very nice. Okay? So are there things about her that he knows before he meets her? Yeah, you know, maybe he heard her name. The rabbi says, I have a nice girl. I think you guys should go out. Her name's Rachel Leah. Oh, okay. Before that, I didn't know that, but now I know that. So Rachel Leah, I didn't know. So that was a makif. And now you told me, Rachel Leah, and now it's a pinim. Are there other things I don't know? Yeah. So he says, oh, she's a brunette. So you'll know, like, okay, I didn't know. So now that makif became a pinim, I know, okay, Rachel Leah, brunette. And, oh, and by the way, she'll be driving, and she's going to come in her white Toyota Camry. Oh, okay, fine. I guess she has a Toyota Camry. White one. Okay, I didn't know that. So that was a makif, and now it's a pinim. So now you meet, and you're schmoozing. And what are you schmoozing about? Well, I hope certain basic things, like, you know, how was the ride in? So I didn't know that. And now I know it, okay? You shared how to ride in. And then, and maybe like, what's your favorite ice cream flavor? She's like, cookies and cream. Okay, I didn't know that, it was a makif. Cookies and cream was a makif, and now it's not, it's a panim. I know that cookies and cream is Rachel Leah. That's her flavor. And then I ask, you know, her birthday, you know, when's her birthday? Okay, now I know that. And what, siblings, you have siblings? Yeah, I have siblings. Four brothers, four sisters. Oh, very nice. Okay? So, and then they go on more dates. And then the shadchan's like, you know, how's it going? And he's like, you should know. I know everything about Rachel Leah. Four brothers, four sisters, white Toyota Camry, brunette, birthday, how the ride-in was. I know everything. I'm ready to get married. You know everything about her? Everything. That's not good. What do you mean? You know everything? There's no other makifim, there's no other beyondness about her that you don't know? Are you cutting off more makifim? So this guy, it sounds like, would be cutting off makifim. To assume that he knows everything is not understanding that Rachel Leah's got a universe of makifim. What about a different situation? A couple that's married 50 years, happily married. You know these couples, they finish each other's sentences. They know exactly everything about each other. Are there makifim that they still don't know? Of course, has to be. We're talking about neshamas. There has to be things that you don't know that are beyond in the relationship. There's always going to be higher and higher makifin. Now, what does this also sound like, the idea of makifin and pinim? Sounds like Dore Mala and Dore Mata. Those that are up high and those that are down here. those that are up high understand that there's higher and higher things. You ever came to like a really good Gemara shir and you thought you're like really good at learning Gemara? And then you came to that Gemara shir and you're like, I have no idea how deep Gemara really is. It's like you go to Rabbi Hirschman shir and you're like, I'm pretty good at learning. Like, I'm pretty decent. Like, Gemara Rashi Tosis is like, and then you go to like, you know, a real Be'ian shir and you thought you mamish know how to learn. And then you just sit there like, the Torah is way deeper than I ever thought. And then you go to that, and you're like, no, mamish, now I know what to do. So then you go to Usher Shir in the mirror, and you're like, I really thought I was good. Like, I'm mamish the best guy in Rabbi Hirschman Shir. Like, could you get any higher than this? And then you sit down with Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and he's like, let's learn Elam Metzias together. And just, and then the resurrection happens, and then Rabbi Akiva Eger comes into the yeshiva and he says, I'm going to give shir today on Elam Metzias. Now remember, you learn with Rabbi Chaim, and now you sit down by Rabbi Akiva Eger and you're like, now the higher up you go, the higher the makifin get. And then later that day, after seeing Makifin Mamish, you decide you're going to go into the yeshiva of Shim Bar Yochai. And he's like, let's open the Zohar together. So the higher up you go, there's going to be higher Makifin. And really in a good marriage, the deeper you go into the relationship, the more you know that you don't really know your wife. Just how deep she really is. So we're going to see this very big move here involved, Makifin, which is going to be a whole part of the Torah. But never leave all the Bechinas that we've had until now. Das and Rachamim, Yerushamayim, they're all going to be layered into the Torah. So part of Lakute Cafe is really learning how to learn Lakute Maran. And learning, I'm also learning. It's Makifin, every time I say Urmoti, every time I just open up the Rebbe's Torahs, you realize you're just touching it. But we're going to learn that the journey of life, and we'll start with this tomorrow, the journey of life is going up, understanding that there's a Makif that's higher than you, and then integrating that as a pinim. But then there'll be a higher makif, something that's higher than you, then integrating that. And then going higher than that and integrating that. It sounds like Dora Mal, Dora Mata. This movement going up and down like a spaceship all the time. Which also sounds like the Rebbe said, and even when your soul leaves this world and you go up there, well, you could be up there and down here at the same time. So what's really going on? When I'm going up there, I'm going up there, I'm grabbing another makif, but then it's coming down here. So when we're up there, are we also not down here? Is Reb Nachman not also here right now? So he's here, because we said Das is the Ikar Adam. So where's the Rebbe? He's up there, he's down here, he's all at the same time. He's jumping up and down. Breastliver, probably. So like, where are we moving here? And at the same time, this is happening in my being right now. So as we go through the Torah, allow these layers. Maybe what we just said is a makif, and you're like, I sort of got it, but maybe not. So be open to then integrating that makif. And all of that is happening when you're speaking to your chaver. He says something to you that's like a makif. I didn't know that. Then you integrate it. We're going to see what happens when he shares a makif with you. So what happens to him? Does he lose that makif? Where did it go? We're going to learn a very interesting thing tomorrow, but what happens to a person who shares their makif? When Rachel Leah says, hi, I'm Rachel Leah. So she's still Rachel Leah, but what happens now? That makif that I didn't know goes into me. So, did it leave her? What's the movement? What's the movement happening here? When a Rebbe teaches a Talmud, does something leave him? Is it like a flame that it just makes more fire? It doesn't diminish the original one?
There's a thing when Moshe Rabbeinu passed on his Nebuah powers to Yeshua and his Sanhedrin.
It's salti min haruach. It's spread.
Is it a pshat? I remember reading, learning somewhere that his ruach, but he like sacrificed part of his ruach kodesh in order to pass it on.
So we're going to see, this seems to be something about this Torah, or something, it's a little premature, we're not exactly there, but something is going to be transferred and affects the one who's the giver of it. We'll have to see how that's working. So Rabbeisai, we're in the world of Das, we're in the world of Rachamim, we're in the world of Ki Merachma Minagim, and never forget, we're in the world of Hanhoga. The whole Torah begins, and somebody who wants to be a manig amiti, sarach leida, hayna mishu rachmanu yachol yos manig. This whole Torah is about leadership. We're in the world of Moshe Rabbeinu, we're in the world of Yerushalayim, this whole new linchpin that's like keeping the whole Torah together. We're in the world of Ben and Talmud. We should be zoich hamamish to have bonim, to have talmidim. We should be zoich hamamish to be talmidim, to be bonim. Receive the das, we should be zoich hamamish that once and for all, Yamali Aretz Deas Hashem, Kamayim Liyam Nechasim, that the whole world will fill with das, that the Greiser Rebbe Mashiach will come and infuse all of us with das, that Yesh Elakim Shalot Ba'aretz, we should be zoich to the Binyan Beis Amikdosh, Bimherav Yamein, Amen, Amen. Awashenu Matohem Kenu Manayim Goranein. Chakras!